What's going on, wolves? It's Lotus Aloba here with another episode of Matcha Moments for the Creative Mind. And this is a digital safe haven for creatives to come learn tips and techniques that better help them express their purpose to the world. And today we're going to be talking about a matcha review of a product that I've fallen in love with. I think we found the one, wolves. I think we found the one. And then we're going to be talking about collaborating bounce back. What to do, how to handle a collaboration gone wrong, and what you can do to bounce back from it. So it's going to be some really, really good stuff. But first, matcha, because matcha is life. So I am reviewing the brand Matchaful, who I may or may not have fallen in love with because their matcha is so bomb and so affordable. So let's talk about its background first, and then I'll get into my review. Okay, so Matchaful was founded by a really cool woman named Hannah, who, like most people that I've met, at least in the U.S., that drink matcha the same kind of like way we find it, right? We're dealing with a lot of crazy health issues, stress, like how do I endure? How do I get through life? Coffee is not working for me, or, you know, it's making me sick. Like what, there has to be something else out there. And then by divine, you know, alignment, somehow, some way, matcha is introduced into your life. And that's the same story that Hannah has. And she was introduced to matcha from her friend, who literally had just came from Japan, again, divine alignment, and was like, here, you gotta taste this. And she had just been researching about it. So it was a really just coincidental experience that allowed her to fall in love. She got hooked, like all people who drink matcha do. You just get hooked. Like it's there. It's a love that never dies. And she just started working on ways to bring quality matcha into the U.S., making it more accessible. Because what she had found through her research was that it was pretty hard to get the good stuff. And tasting different blends and things like that, she ended up sticking with one that is from Shizuoka Prefecture in Japan. And it's single origin, which means that it goes straight from their farms to the whisk in the Matchaful locations and at the homes of the people that purchase Matchaful. That is brilliant. And that really does mean that you're getting the best of the best when it comes to matcha. When you understand the matcha process, if you don't know the matcha process, please go back to like episode 1 or 2 of Matcha Moments. I break down how matcha is processed and all that good stuff. But you really want it to be single origin, because that really means that it's going straight from these farmers who cultivate matcha with love, and then they give it to you for you to make. I'm obsessed with that, and that's their trademark, from farm to whisk, and I really appreciate it. So Hannah is now the chief matcha officer of Matchaful, which is really cute and adorable, and I love it. And her team now order small batches to stay fresh and organic and in alignment with nature. We spoke about this in a past episode too. If this company that you're working with kind of just has matcha overload and excess of it, they are probably not doing they're not doing right by nature, because matcha is a very distinctive type of tea, and it takes time to cultivate it, to get it to be at its best, you know? And that's why you get that beautiful green vibrancy, and the aroma is so potent, because it's taken care of with love, and it's a process. It's like a 2-week situation at minimum to get the best of the best of the best of the best. So you really want to make sure that the people that you are getting your matcha from have that awareness and are cultivating their matcha product from that awareness. And that's something that Matchaful does that I really appreciated. Something else that I found out about them, some bonus information, is that they donate 1% of all their sales to nonprofits that are striving to protect the earth. And I think that that's super incredible, because again, that shows that they as a company, as a brand, are in alignment with protecting the earth in which they're getting their nutrients from. And that's a big deal for me as a conscious creator, as a conscious creative. You know, it's like, I want to make sure the brands that I'm supporting and putting my money and energy into are taking care of the communities in which they get their ideas from, and this earth that we all live on. You know, if they're not giving back in some way, shape, or form, if they're not conscious about their movements, why am I giving them my money? And I really appreciate Matchaful for having that initiative in their, like, built into their foundation of them as a company. And of course, something for you guys to know, if you purchase anything over $35 on the site, it's free shipping, so that's super dope too, just in case you're not in New York City. So, location, let's get right into that. They are their in-person cafes for right now are located in New York City. So there's one in Soho on Spring Street, and then there's one in Dumbo on J Street. The one in Dumbo, I believe, is a bigger one, a bigger cafe. I haven't been to that one, but I have been to the one on Spring Street, and it's super cozy. It's cute to bring a friend to, get some really dope matcha, sip on it, and just kind of be present and have a dope conversation. I wouldn't say it's a place to go and get like work done. But from the images that I saw of the one in Dumbo, it seems like maybe if you want to bring your laptop and get some work in while you're sipping your matcha, that might be a possibility. Drinks to try. I have tasted their Mindful Mint. When I went with Gary, he tasted that one, a few others. But my favorite one, hands down, is the Cacao Dream that has cacao powder in it, ashwagandha root, shanga mushroom, obviously matcha, and a few other dope adaptogens and supplements. And it really is a chocolatey dream. Like, oh my God. It tastes like hot chocolate mixed with matcha. Which is actually really delicious. I've done that at home, but I do love the way that they do it there because it's probably way more healthier than my hot chocolate mix. But I usually get that with hemp milk now, and I'll talk about why I do hemp milk. And it's just an amazing experience, and I believe it costs about like $8. And they have a really cute rewards program that I appreciate because I always lose my freaking cards for like all my other tea houses that I go to and I visit. And I have like five different cards, and it drives me crazy. Wolves, like, I'd be like, oh, like, I know I should be having a free latte by now. But what I appreciate about Matcha-ful and their initiative to be, you know, conscious of how they are affecting and impacting the earth is that you put in your number, and then your number is kind of like your rewards card. So every time I put in my number, it just lets them know, like, okay, she's had an extra matcha latte. And I love that. Like, I don't have to worry about losing a card. I don't remember after, like, oh, I didn't know I was going to Matcha-ful today. And this is like, no, everything is Gucci. I can just go. Everything is good. Excuse me. We're not using the word Gucci anymore. Everything is good, and I'm able to go there and just plug in my information, and then it lets me know, like, oh, we've tallied this on your rewards card. And I'm like, yes, thank you. Thank you for technology in 2019. Thank you, Matcha-ful. So I love that. Though all those different bonuses, you know, the free shipping over $35. And their price point is phenomenal. So again, for a cup of latte, a latte cup is $8 at minimum, if I'm not mistaken. And then if you just want to get their tin and take home with you, it's $39 for, I think that's their highest priced one, which is an amazing price for ceremonial grade matcha. Okay, your girl's been around the block a few times, and this is probably the most affordable one that has easy access, whether you can go in-store or online, and you're getting it, you know, within days time. So I really appreciate that so much. $39 for a tin of 1 ounce of matcha will last you for almost 30 lattes. So when you're price point that, that's like a dollar and some change each latte that you make, which is freaking phenomenal. I think the lowest that I've been able to get it to is like $2 per latte with the other brands that I've been using. So that was amazing. They also have other products, other accessories you can check out, like a whisk and things like that. I'm obsessed with their matcha kit. I want to get that for like my matcha madness at home. I want to get the traditional whisk along with the bowl, the OG bowl. So they have tons of different things. And again, I appreciate that they keep it true to where matcha originates from, you know, and it is super accessible matcha. And I love Matcha-ful for what they do. Let's talk about the review. Okay. So I was lucky enough, shout out Sam from Matcha-ful because she's fantastic. She was able to give me a sample of the Hikari ceremonial blend. And I really love that one. I actually love that one a lot for my matcha body, face and body scrub Self-Worth that I've been creating and testing out for you guys. That's going to be dropping in March. I've been using that one for the lip scrubs and the body scrubs, and it has been doing wonders for my skin. It's a body scrub that's featured with coconut oil, because coconut oil is the best oil to use with matcha to absorb into the skin to really get the benefits to activate, which is dope. And then some honey, lavender, and some essential oils. And I've been using it for my face, my lips, my full body, and I have not gotten as many compliments as I've received in the past like month of me using my matcha body scrub. So I was so appreciative of that, to try it out and also to taste it. And the Hikari Ceremonial Blend has flavor notes of like walnut, lemon, and butter. And it smells beautiful. It's so vibrant. Oh, the aroma. Like, if we could just make a matcha candle. Anyone out there, if you can make a matcha candle and send it to me, I'd really appreciate it. Preferably with that scent. Thanks. I love, love, love that brand. And that type of ceremonial grade. But my favorite from Matchaful is Kiwami Ceremonial Grade Matcha. Absolutely in love with it. It's a single cultivar of matcha. And on the actual tin, it gives you all the information you need to know about what's inside this tin. And I appreciate that. So it's not, again, no excess of waste is happening with this brand. And it says, from Matchaful, our single cultivar matcha is ground from leaves grown on a single tea farm. Our relationships give you full transparency into where your matcha is harvested and the journey it took from farm to whisk. It's not a blend. It's just pure, smooth matcha. Yes. Yes. It's that. What this all means is that it's the good, good, good stuff. Okay. This means that it's unfiltered. It's not touched up with anything else. It's just naturally delicious, naturally nutritious, naturally amazing for your mind, body, and soul. And the Kiwami Ceremonial Blend has flavor notes of floral, honey, and cream. And it's from a fourth generation tea farmer, which means that this person that is cultivating this tea, it's in their blood, it's in their DNA. This is not like a way to make money for them. This is a lifestyle. And again, as a conscious creator, you really want to make sure that you're supporting brands, that this is a lifestyle for them. Like, they really want to just share their love and their joy with you. And if it makes money at the end of the day, that's dope, but that's not the priority. And I really just raving about that. So I've tried this out for a month so far, and I can say that this is probably one of my favorite matchas, simply because my body has not grown tired of it. And sometimes what happens when I try out other matcha brands is that after a while my body becomes immune to the effects of matcha. And then your girl's out here having to switch up matcha brands. And I talk about it in a previous episode. And it's a lot. You know, I have a lot of things that I'm working on and cultivating and bringing to life. I really need my matcha to just be real simple. You know, just I make a cup. It gives me what I need. And I can just keep on moving throughout my day. I don't need to be like, oh, wait, am I feeling the effects? I'm not sure. Like, no. I still feel clear-minded every time I take a sip of this matcha. My energy sustains me throughout the entire day. I normally need like a nap here and there with me drinking one cup of matcha, just one cup, which is, again, what I appreciate. I'm good for the entire day, and I have pretty long days, certain days of the week, and I'm good. And then I'm able to really get a sound sleep because I'm not taking a nap in the middle of the day. And this is not to say that naps aren't the best. They are. But if you're having a hard time sleeping, like I content to suffer from insomnia, matcha has really helped me in just getting my sleep cycle in order, so that way when it's time for me to go to sleep, I'm able to go to sleep and I'm able to wake up and it's not a crazy ordeal. So I love that. I love that my creativity peaks after sipping some matcha, which I, again, appreciate. When I make this matcha at home, I do it with a little bit of turmeric powder for anti-inflammatory properties. And some milk, and I drink that, and then I'm able to, within like 10-15 minutes, I'll probably just be locked and loaded into a project that needs to get finished, and it's just, I'm flowing. My body's not tense or stressed, you know, my mood is not swinging from left to right. Everything is just, I'm just in a nice flow, and that's really what I want for you wolves and this creative community. I really want you guys to get that experience, because matcha gives that experience of just this beautiful, natural, consistently energized flow of whatever it is you need to get done. So I absolutely love them. I love their price point. I love the way that it tastes. It's a beautiful green color, and the aroma is insane. Again, anybody down to make a matcha candle, let your girl know. I'm here for it. But yeah, the Kiwami Ceremonial Matcha is my favorite one from Matchaful, and I will definitely be going back to get some more. Definitely, if you're in New York City, go check out their Soho location or their Dumbo location, whichever one is closer. Go to both. Invite me out. We're going on a tea date together. You guys know I'm down for a matcha tea date. You guys know this. Hit me up. I've been going on some with a few listeners, and we are having a great time. And I am filming them and recording them, so they will be dropping soon little episodes of matcha meetups. Will be really, really cute and fun for you guys too. So that's my overall review of Matcha Fools. Matcha, I say it's a go. Go try it out. Again, I heard you guys. I know you guys have been looking for a matcha brand to trust, to believe in, to try out at home, to try out, you know, in store. And I love the experience of matcha. One thing else I want to say of Matcha Full is the experience I got in there in store. So you guys already know, previous episode, make sure you catch up on your Matcha Moment episodes, because I speak about how to find matcha in these cafes. And I also tell you that, you know, if their primary drink is not matcha, I probably wouldn't get matcha from there, because it's a secondary situation and matcha is number one. It can't be out here secondary to anything else. So with Matcha Full, what I really enjoyed, other than the rewards program, how it's set up, is that their baristas are knowledgeable about what it is that they're making. And that is something that you can't overlook. So I want to put that in there real quick. I remember going there and I wanted to try something with oat milk. And I think that they had like ran out, or she had made a suggestion to try hemp milk. And she was able to break down like the texture that hemp milk brings to the matcha latte for that specific drink. Down to the taste and things like that. And it got me so excited that now I drink hemp milk with my matcha lattes, which was very new for me, because I was kind of like a cashew milk and oat milk kind of girl. And I just loved that I could ask any question about any drink on their menu, about any one of their adaptogens, and they had answers. So that lets me know too that the people at Matcha Full are making sure that their employees are well educated on what it is that they are producing. Not that they just make the drinks and make them taste good, but they understand that if someone's asking a question, they can really answer it. Like, oh, you know what? You're feeling fatigued. You might want to go with this. Or what, you're having brain fog. Ooh, you can add this to the matcha and it'd be perfect. Like, I love that. And I feel like for my listeners, I want you guys to have that experience, especially as a first time experience, because again, you guys have had some traumatic moments when you guys have tasted matcha and it has not been good, or you've asked questions that I've told you guys to ask, like where is its origin from, and you know, like its process, how is it made, and they don't have answers. And you know, I already told you, if they don't have the answers, don't drink it, because that means it's not of quality. Whether they think it is or not is irrelevant. So I appreciate Matcha Full for making sure that their employees are well knowledgeable on the products that they are creating for us to consume as creatives. So again, go there for the experience. Let them know that Lotus said hi. Some of them may understand what that means, some of them may not, but you know, whatever, it's all good. Let them know, you know, it's a podcast and she told me to try this place out, and try it out. Let me know what you think. Let me know which drink you try. If it's not the Cacao Dream, like, they have tons of different drinks. They have like an apple pie one with matcha. So like, go for whatever excites you. Ask as many questions as you need to, because they can answer them, and enjoy your experience there at the Matcha Full locations if you're in New York City or if you're visiting, because it's going to be legit. And that's kind of everything on matcha, on Matcha Full. I was really excited to do this review. I wanted to make sure that it was authentic and that I genuinely liked it. And I do. It's been about a month and some change, and I'm really happy with Matcha Full. And I can't wait to see what else blooms from this. But yeah, let's get into collab bounce back, because we've all been there, right? I think we've all been in a situation where we've either wanted to collaborate or have collaborated and just did not go the way we planned. And we were like, why? I thought, but like, you know, you just gotta do that sigh of like, por qué? Like, why? I just wanted this to go well. So this is for anyone that's afraid to collaborate, because maybe you don't feel like you're ready. Maybe you feel like what you have to offer is not enough, which I can already tell you right now, not true. Maybe you've been burned before. I know that's an experience that I've had. And you're just kind of like, I don't want to give any ideas or share any ideas, because I've done that before. And people have just taken the idea and not given credit, have not acknowledged where it came from, and you know, and have made money off of it. And that can be very traumatizing, speaking from personal experience. Or, you know, maybe you've been rejected by your dream collaborator, like your dream collab partner. Maybe you pitch an idea and you're like, this is going to be freaking amazing. And they were like, it's a no for me, dog. And you're like, wait, but why? You know, that feeling of rejection, also very traumatic, can have you not want to collaborate again. And what we have to remember as creatives is that it's not about competing, right? We're going to really move away from that toxic mentality of like, you have competitors. No, like, look at these people that you would normally think like, oh, I got to be better than them, and collaborate with them. See how you guys can blend. Just because this person is also a fashion blogger like you are, doesn't mean you guys can't build something together to unite both audiences, where you get to double your audience and they get to double their audience, and you both are winning and creating dope content supporting each other. As opposed to being like, oh, let me be better than her. Let me steal all her, you know, followers, or let me steal all their ideas and things like that and make it my own and put my name on. Like, no one has time for that. We're a conscious community, especially if you're listening to Lobaland, or you follow me on the gram, or you check out the website, or come to my live events. You know I'm all about collaborating. I'm always featuring another woman of color in almost all of my episodes, almost all of my events. I'm shouting them out all the time. And these are women that are in alignment with things that I personally do with my product line, or what it is that I teach in my classes and my events. And I still shout them out because they are amazing and it's good information. And my end goal is that my community is growing from the information that they receive, whether it's from me or from someone else that, you know, can give them what it is that they need. That's my main concern. And that's where you come from, that space, when you're focused on collaborating. But again, these things can happen and have you feel some type of way. And I want to talk about utilizing the CPR method to shift from that jadedness or that fear-based feeling that you're having into one of faith-based, where you're able to be excited to take another risk and to try again and to dust yourself off and get up and, you know, get these ideas out there, because collaborating is amazing and it's so much fun when it's done right. And I want you to also understand too, collaborating and it failing is also, unfortunately, a common experience. But hopefully, as us being conscious creators, we can start to remove that as an experience for future creatives, right? And it's also easy to grow from utilizing the CPR method. So let's get into it. First, we're going to use a C to cultivate awareness and acceptance, okay? So that's the first part of CPR. Usually it's create, but today it's to cultivate. You want to cultivate awareness and acceptance. You want to admit and be aware of that it's happened to you, right? That, you know, either you were rejected, or an idea may have been taken, or, you know, that you just don't feel ready. You have to accept it first. You have to understand that that's what it is. What we can't do is pretend like it's not happening and then, like, you know, do like spiritual bypass and like, oh, I'm gonna do all these affirmations, pretend like I'm not feeling the way that I'm feeling. Like, feel the emotion because it's there, Wolf. Like, do it. Feel the emotion. And then when you're accepting it, accept it like that was the experience that I had, and accept it and leave it right there. You don't need to then bring that on into the future with you. You know, you really want to witness it for what it was. Unfortunately, a messed up experience. Accept it as a learning lesson, because those are the best ways to learn, right? And that awareness will allow you to move forward with more consciousness, okay? So you're cultivating that awareness and acceptance. And that's just by admitting that it happened. Like, yo, this happened to me. I was burned by, you know, XYZ. You know, it was really hard for me when I think it's happened about 2 or 3 times that I can really remember. And the third time I think hurt the most because it was a black owned brand and they were a startup like I was. I really just didn't understand why they did what they did. And it was just like, it hurt. It just hurt so much of like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why you did this. I just don't get it. But also understand how divinity works. Like, things, everything happens for a reason. And I'm not saying that in a cheesy way. I'm saying that in an honest way. I can't tell you how much I've grown from each one of those experiences of having a bad collaborative experience and bouncing back and creating something even better. Bouncing back and, you know, creating a community that was flourishing way more than I could have ever imagined with that collaboration, you know? So understand that, like, if you end up getting burned, if you end up getting rejected, if you end up, you know, being hesitant, that it's really all a part of divine timing, and that there's something else major about to happen in your life, and that the universe is making those moves to put you in position to win, okay? So don't take it too much to heart if you're having those experiences. The next thing you want to do is praise to prosper, okay? Praise, like we talk about, praise is joy-infused gratitude. That means that when you think about this thing that you're grateful for, you're not just saying, I'm so grateful that, you know, you're excited. By the time you finish your gratitude statement, you're smiling ear to ear. You're feeling the vibration. You're feeling warm and fuzzy inside. That's praise, and that's what we need because that's that fuel that gets our dreams moving into reality with ease and efficiency. So you want to remember at all times, I want you to remember all the times you've collaborated with someone else, whether in business or in your personal life, that were amazing. Like, take a time to dive deep, and it may seem like you don't have any because this one thing that happened recently or happened in the past has blocked those experiences, but I really want you to take that time to cultivate that experience and find it. Find those moments, those memories where you collaborated with somebody else and it was amazing and you both won and you guys had a great time and all these beautiful things came from it. Like, find those moments, write them down, and witness them in front of your face. This is the best way to praise to prosper because you'll be able to see it and read it in your handwriting and know that this is a truth, right? Know that this has happened for you. That means that your foundation is not in that traumatic experience where you tried to collaborate and it didn't go the way you thought it was going to go, but in the way that you've collaborated before and they've been amazing. And that was just a weird moment. It also helps you to detach from that experience so you can move forward, you know? It's so important that we find those things because a lot of times we'll let this one bad experience make us think that every time we've ever done it before, we have failed. And that's never the case, right? Also, on the flip side, if you truly are listening to me and you're like, sis, I've been burned so many times, I can't even remember a good time. Maybe you just haven't had a good collaborative experience. I want you to praise to prosper for the future. Write down who you want to collaborate with, your dream collaborators, and then write gratitude statements as if they've already happened, right? So I'll give you guys an example. I am so grateful my collab with, insert name, went so well. My ideas were seen and heard and respected and, insert name, felt supported by my creativity and my community. This was the perfect win-win. You hear in my gratitude statement, I speak as if it already happened, right? Because we are rewiring the subconscious mind. You don't want to speak as if it's coming to you because then that means it hasn't reached you. Speak of it as it already happened. Get into the feeling of what that would feel like if you collaborated with your dream partner and everything went smoothly. And then that's how you start to shift out of that low vibration you were in from the traumatic experience you had into one of being excited for what's to come. Gratitude allows you to do that. I can't say it enough. Gratitude is key to surviving spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, as an entrepreneur, as a creative. Finding the silver lining in all your experiences will allow you to really flourish the way that you deserve and the way that your community needs you to flourish. We have to also remember that what we're creating is going to help other people. And if we decide not to collaborate out of fear of what happened to us, we are also stifling our community's growth. So there is a responsibility for you to figure out a way to move past that traumatic experience. And I do feel that using the CPR method will allow you to do that. Last thing you want to do is recover through education. Okay. Whew. You need to learn more about yourself, about your brand, and about their brand. I do feel like it's a learning lesson. What it did for me and my experience of being burned by a previous brand, that collaborator, I learned more about their community and to make sure, like, okay, were they really in alignment with what it is I wanted to do because it didn't work out that way. I learned more about the demographic that I wanted to serve, how they were able to show up, how well the event that they essentially were, we'll just say, inspired by me to have went. Did it go well? Was it authentic? I just did research, you know, to find out more for myself. Not in a spiteful or vindictive way, but just kind of like, okay, cool. So now I know that my idea works, right? It was a sold out event. I know that this works. Now I just have to do it for myself or find someone else that I can collaborate with to make this happen because clearly there's a need for it. And understand that there are billions of people in this world. Like, we all need healing. We all need this experience. We all need your creativity. And no one can do it like you. So learn through education, recover in that, like bounce back knowing that, get your demographics correct. Maybe you pitched an idea and it wasn't backed, you know, legally, and your intellectual property wasn't protected. So now, you know, you got to make sure you have your legal stuff in order. Shout out my legal wolf, Unorthodox Legal, on Instagram, because she drops gems every day for creatives to learn how to better protect themselves and their intellectual property so that they can collaborate and that they can be influencers and not be taken advantage of or have these really bad experiences. So that's also recovering from education, right? Is getting your legal stuff in order. So definitely shout out my legal wolf and check her out at Unorthodox Legal on Instagram, because she's amazing and I absolutely love her. I will leave her Instagram account in the description for this podcast so you guys can go and support her, show her love, let her know that Lo sent you from the Loboland podcast, and just read through her Instagram. Like, every picture gives you great advice as a creative. So that's one way to do that, to recover through your education. Another one is go learn how to better express your passion, so that you can feel worthy enough to go and collaborate with someone new, right? Go to more seminars, read more books, listen to more audio, you know, practice more, get more into the culture, into the vibe of what it is that your passion is. And that also allows you to build up your confidence and your self-worth. So if you were afraid to express your idea, you now have a stronger backing in it because you've done your research. You know for a fact that there's a group of people who need this information and that you can provide it because you're passionate about it and it's come to you. Just off of that alone, just having that understanding will allow you to really recover in your education. Something else that you can do is, like Issa Rae, build a cross. Find someone that's on your vibe and who's down to grow with you. Maybe you pitched to a dream collaborator and they just felt that they were too big of a brand to work with you and that you didn't have enough influence. Bullshit. Find someone that sees your value, right? Go where you are adored and loved and build a cross. I can't tell you how much success I've had in my business because I've built with other people on my frequency. So I'll give you guys an example. I have my alignment mist and my body soaks and scrubs, and my girlfriend Sky Brittany of Della Hippie, she has these amazing body elixirs and body butters. When we switch products, we always buy from each other all the time, and we realized that my Embrace spray and my self-love scrub and my Indulge body soak, I used to do that all the time. And then when I added in her body butter and elixir to my routine, her rose body butter, I have the basics, and that's her rose oil infused body butter. You can pick your own essential oil. Go check out Della Hippie too. I'll leave that in the description box because she's fantastic. We realized that our products together are a force to be reckoned with and that can make women of color really feel beautiful in how their skin glows, how they smell. It's just, oh, it's an experience. And I wouldn't have known that if I was looking at her as a competitor. I wouldn't have been able to have that experience for myself or be able to give that experience to my wolves and the women in my community if I was coming from that competitive space. So be like Issa Rae and build a cross. Find people on your playing field and be like, yo, do you want to do this together? And reach out. If collaborating is really something that you want to do, you have to look for them. You have to attract them. You have to be in that mindset too of like, I'm going to attract an amazing brand to collaborate with and we're going to have an amazing time and it's going to be a win-win and our audiences are going to love it. My audience is going to double. Their audience is going to double, right? Because again, you want it to be a win-win where both sides are winning. That's a real collaboration. This is not a collaboration if only you're benefiting from it or only the other brand is benefiting from it. That's not a collaboration. And that's really what happens a lot of times, is that one person is benefiting more than the other. It's not an equal reward in the end, and then everybody is feeling some type of way, right? Right. Someone's feeling used, someone's feeling like, you know, maybe they didn't get what they needed from their end of the deal. It's a whole mess. So make sure that you find someone to build across with, especially as people of color, especially as creatives. That is the best way to build a solid foundation that you can launch your brand from, that you can continue to grow your audience from, you know, and then you have someone who's in this with you that understands your unique struggles, you know, as a creative or as an entrepreneur. I know I can go and talk to any of my girlfriends that I've collaborated with and we can really be here. I've collaborated on events, on products, on experiences, and they have been some of the best things in my life, and I have created some of my closest girlfriends from these experiences too. So it's, again, a total win-win. So that's what you can do. Doing those three steps of cultivating awareness and acceptance by admitting that this happened, praise to prosper, you know, that gratitude infused with joy to either remember the good times or to create and solidify future good times, and then recover through education, learning more about yourself and your product and your audience, about their product and their audience, if that was the case, or just about the brand, your dream brand, what they want to, what they do and how they serve their community, so that you better understand. So when you do approach them, you could be like, look, I've done my research on you. XYZ is what you want to do. I fit into this perfectly because XYZ. Boom. Confidence. So you know you're worthy, right? And then also dream collaborate. Go find that person on your frequency and work with them to build up both of your communities, right? Two heads are better than one. Doing those three things will allow you to collaborate consciously. And that's really that end goal, right? That allows you to release the past and that negative experience and then embrace the future and all the good collaborative experiences that are wanting to be in your life, right? So I want you to take those three things with you today and for forever. Share this, obviously, with other creators, because I know that we've all gone through something like this. This week's matcha mantra is, I am a conscious collaborator. I build excited, aligned brands and bosses, and we both win. Again, I am a conscious collaborator. I build with excited, aligned brands and bosses, and we both win. Okay? Because that's truly what you want. That's what you want. That's what we need. We need more of those experiences. So if you're healing from a bad experience, I want you to say that matcha mantra when you are preparing to step into a new situation. So you can remind yourself, like, that's the end goal. That's what I deserve. That's what I'm inviting in. That's what I'm claiming. So that's what I will receive, right? It's all about that mindset, that matcha mindset, okay? Just some updates before we go. Matcha and Chill has been moved from March to May. I needed more time to cultivate the experience for you wolves, but I still will be having an event in May, and it'll be a mini matcha meetup where we will go to a really dope cafe and try out their drinks and just have a dope conversation together. So be on the lookout for that. I'll have more details on that most likely next week. But again, you guys should be following me on Instagram at Lobaland. You guys can follow my personal Instagram too. Make sure you're on the website. You're subscribed to the email listing so you guys can get all that latest information on my products and my events and on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be litty for March. I'm dropping the Self-Worth Matcha Face and Body Scrub in March. So make sure you guys are ready to receive that, because it's an experience. Oh, I'm so excited. And yes, the Matcha Face and Body Scrub does feature Matcha Fools Hikari Ceremonial Grade. So you know it's a good stuff. Okay. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment on this podcast. Share with your friends. Share with other wolves. Our whole goal is to find our lost wolves and bring them home. Bring them home to Lobaland so they can feel safe in their pursuit of happiness and just of living their best life, because we all deserve that. And this community is here for that. Our goal is to make this the number one podcast in wellness and in health. So make sure you are rating this. We are a 5-star podcast. Let's keep it that way. All right. Make sure you leave your comments and DM me if anything. You have any questions, feel free to shout me out on the gram. You can hashtag Lobaland, hashtag matcha moments, and I will of course show love and repost. And I feel like that's everything. Yeah, that's everything. So be on the lookout for that matcha meetup. It'll be a little soft launch to what Matcha and Chill will be in May. And Matcha and Chill in May is going to be legitimate. So make sure you guys are ready for all of that goodness. And I love you. Thank you for listening. And I want you to have an amazing, amazing week, because you deserve nothing but the absolute best. All right, wolves. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.